You told me I was filled with the chaos of passion as you walked away from me. But why would you want me any other way? Why would you want to remove the one thing that makes me me? The one thing that makes you come back in spite of yourself again and again for just a little more taste of my chaos? A little more of my dripping passion all over your cock, your mouth. It's hypocritical. You chastise and desire me at once. It's confusing. But I don't care as long as you keep coming back. You said I must have been born in a storm. Perhaps I was. But I think everybody should be. I think everybody should feel this way. I think everybody should love and fuck this hard, this much, with as much unbridled passion and happiness and delight as we do. You can't cut it out of me. You can't remove it. You can't deny it either. You're like a moth to a flame. You say we are a train wreck waiting to happen. But that's not how you felt when I was on my knees, sucking your cock. When you were praising my name, your expletives to God. You say my mouth defies the laws of man. It's just a simple transfer of energy from me to you and back again. You can't create energy, you can only transfer it. Can't destroy it. You can't destroy what's inside. And when my mouth is clamped around your cock, you would pray to anything and anybody you thought would make me continue. And as I lay on the bed, rubbing my pussy, my little cunt craving to be filled again and again, my hair wild, all over the place, a red mane of chaos. You say I am irresponsible to come up behind you in public and tell you I'm fingering my pussy as I lean against you, my front to your back, where nobody can see me, but you can feel my hand in my panties. But you can't admonish me in the same sentence as you sigh and growl and grow hard. Again, it's hypocritical. Passion is to be ridden like a wave, take you up to the top and bring you crashing back down again as your cum spills from your cock, fills me up, covers me, races down my throat. Be inside me one way or the other. Your cock splits my pussy open, plunges its depths, fills it up, cries out when it flexes around you. You like my brand of chaos. You can't help it. I wonder if I were to tame myself, would you come back? I doubt it. Redheads aren't meant to be tamed. They were born in fire, in hurricane, in storm, and we continue until we die. We fuck, we love, We do everything with passion. We are the keepers of souls, the witches of the world. We are the sirens on the island, calling sailors to shipwreck their boats. We are my hand away if I wanted to. My body needs what my body needs, and I am a slave to it, and I would be nothing else. We are creatures put on pedestals to be attained, to be had, to be plundered. We are made out to be otherworldly, different, unexplained. Our juices are flowing over my fingers as they float over your cock. As you shipwrecked yourself across my body, over and over again. But if you continue with your hypocrisy, I will move further and further out of your reach into the path of another man. A man who appreciates my passion, my chaos, my depth of love and wanting and longing and need and desires. I am not a creature to be stifled. I am me. You can't take the pieces of me that you want and remove the others. It doesn't work that way. And if you can't understand what I'm telling you, then you are a fool. And I do not suffer fools gladly. I want to be cherished for who and what I am. If you can't do that, then leave now. Never to come back. Hear me, come and tell me you don't want this over and over again. Hear this and tell me you can be satisfied with something else, somebody else, anything else but me. Every redhead has her own brand of chaos, of passion, of need, of want, of madness even. But I think you're drunk on this concoction, on this combination. Maybe I'm too strong for you. You say I should feel ashamed for leading men to their ruin. But I never lead them unwillingly. They are always more than willing and think they can tame what they see. It's not my fault they're misguided. So tell me, are you here to stay? Or are you ready to run again?